It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I want to start by saying happy Friday. It's Friday. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at Vinny. Oh,
don't
my God.
You want to start by saying good job on the camera? I mean,
nice work on the camera, Vinny. Okay. 12, 13 weeks in, you are. We've got this down. You look amazing.
We can stop talking about this now, right?
We're you good. Look amazing.
All right, good.
And it's the right angle, too, from up high. You know, you look
right.
up at it. That's what you want. That's I have my tripod up pretty high. This is the angle I want. Where I can't even see it.
Just the top of your head, huh?
So basically the top of my head, right. All right. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by a correction, if I could. I'm super embarrassed about this. Yesterday, I was going through Instagram, and I follow Bill Bellamy. He's a regular. We actually have a regular conversation going on.
He
likes to give me crap about my big old booty, Sarah. Sarah. And so we follow each other and we have a conversation going, and I reposted something that he had reposted from Affy and Crockett. And I identified the speaker as Affy and Crockett, and the speaker was Jesse Williams. Somebody actually wrote to us yesterday and said, oh, that's the guy from Grey's Anatomy, which I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, and I'm not familiar with really either of those guys' work, to tell you the truth. So I totally misidentified Jesse Williams as Affy and Crockett. And we did that, I think, at the end of the 7 o'clock trash.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll mention it again, but I wanted to make the correction in case you thought that was Affy and Crockett. That would have been my fault. It was Jesse Williams. A lot of celebrities and politicians showed up at the first of the memorials that they're doing for George Floyd. This was in Minneapolis, Minnesota yesterday. Kevin Hart was there, Ludacris, T.I., Tyrese Gibson, Tiffany Haddish, Master P, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King III, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, the governor, Tim Walz, the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. Giving the eulogy was the Reverend Al Sharpton. And while talking about dealing with roaches growing up in Brownsville, New York, he said, now, some of you rich Hollywood folk, Kevin Hart, Ludacris, you don't know what roaches are. And, you know, a moment of levity. Everybody laughed. In one of the more moving moments, he asked everyone to stand in silence together for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which is the length of time that Derek Chauvin had his knee on Floyd's neck. 8 minutes and 43 seconds is a long time to stand silently, and it's a long time to have a knee on your neck. And it was a pretty moving gesture that he made there. Did you hear the story about Spotify? They've actually added a track that is 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence.
Oh, good.
That pops up.
So it's timed
out. It's timed out for exactly how long that happened. Sharpton also had this message for President Trump. If he's watching, I'd like him to open that Bible and reach Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes, is that how you say that? To every season, there is a time. I'd like him to understand what time it is. This is the time for dealing with accountability in the criminal justice system. There is a time and a season for everything, and time is up. Time is out. This is the time. You can see his full remarks. You can see a stream of the whole thing if you go online and search for that. It's out there. And this is the first in a series of memorials. So I don't know what's planned for the other ones, but yesterday's was well attended, as you might imagine. Kanye West has donated $2 million to George Floyd-related causes. He set up a college savings fund to fully cover the tuition for his six-year-old daughter, Gianna, who we've all
That's
seen
great.
Photos of. It is great. You know what? With no side remarks, Kanye, nice.
Kanye's right.
That's right. Exactly. Fighter jets. Kanye's rep says he's also donating to several black-owned businesses that have been impacted by the unrest, and that's actually been, to me, one of the tragic images of black neighborhoods who I'm sure were just like the rest of the world, just starting to try to reopen their businesses, and they're gutted. They may never reopen.
Mm-hmm.
So Kanye's rep is saying he's donating to several black-owned businesses that have been impacted by the unrest, and he even showed up. Kanye went to Chicago to march with protesters in his hometown.
Who were we talking to? I want to say his name is Matt Horn, but we were talking to, and I think he's from Oakland. Bryn, you can help me on this if you can. But he was someone who stepped up and was trying to make food during the shutdown for people. But he wasn't he about to open a business?
Yes.
And the pandemic hit? Isn't that the story?
He was about to open a restaurant, and instead of being able to open, instead he was making food for people.
Right.
Is that Ray? Oh, maybe
his name is Matt Horn.
It is Matt Horn. Okay.
He's the owner of Horn Barbecue. I'm not sure how many spots he has, but he's well known pitmaster.
I hope that he's been able to do that. It's certainly one of the things that's been on my mind. We've even talked as the pandemic hit, the timing of someone trying to launch a business. And then having it shut down before you even get there, could it be worse? I mean, that has to feel cursed, right?
It does. I mean, already our hearts were going out to these people who are, you know, imagine that your dreams, you get whatever loan or whatever, you know, you've got it all set up so that you're going to open, you're going to launch and give this venture a try. And then this whole thing happens.
Right.
It's awful. Yeah, that's, you know, is his information still up on the, where did we put all that? Was it on RadioAlice.com?
It was on RadioAlice.com.
Let's see if we maybe move it up. Just, you know, is there a way to repost it and make it sort of top of mind? I mean, and if Matt wants to call in, I would be interested to talk to him again. How's he going? How's he dealing with all this and what's he going through?
I can reach out.
Yeah, do it. The Rock. Dwayne Johnson. He did about an 8-minute speech on social media. It's pretty intense. We do have some of it here. It's long. It's 8-something minutes, and I just got it to Bryn a few minutes ago, so I know you've got some of it for me. It's basically a challenge to President Trump and to his leadership. Do you want to roll it or
sure.
Okay? Let's do it.
Where is our leader? Where are you? Where is our leader at this time? At this time when our country is down on its knees, begging, pleading, hurt, angry, frustrated, in pain, begging and pleading with its arms out, just wanting to be heard, begging and pleading and praying for change. Where are you?
He says that if Trump doesn't step forward, we have to fill the void ourselves. Do you have this or shall I go on with the quote? As we continue to wait for that leader to emerge, I would recommend to all of you, we must become the leaders we're looking for. I'll ask it one more time. Where are you? Where is that compassionate leader who steps up and takes accountability for his country and all of the people in the country? Where are you? Because I'll tell you what, we're here. We're all here. So that's a quote from Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I want to say he says that phrase, where are you, where is our leader, something like 16, 17 times throughout the video. That's the theme. And it's not a bad question. So, it's on Instagram. Is that right? I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it. You're putting it on the screen?
No, I said it is on Instagram. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
I can put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you like.
That would be great. Let's do that. Oprah is hosting a 2-night special next week called Where Do We Go From Here? She's speaking with a range of black thought leaders, activists, and artists about the systemic racism in the current state of America. It is on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and it'll be simulcast across all of Discovery's 18 other U.S. networks. So that's over the course of 2 nights, a big special from Oprah. Angelina Jolie turned 45 yesterday, and she celebrated. I know. Oh, my God. We're all getting so old. It's ridiculous. Wasn't she like 22 last time we checked?
Weren't we all?
Yeah. I don't check that much. So I actually don't know. I have to actually think about how old I am now. It's crazy. So I don't. Man, I'm still 35. That's how old I've always been. That's how I feel.
She's kid is Maleficent.
She's great. I actually really love. I didn't see the second one, but I loved that first movie. I thought it was excellent.
She's good.
Anyway, Angelina Jolie turned 45 years old yesterday. She still looks great. That neck of hers, ooh, that's the one. She celebrated by making a $200,000 donation to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. She said, rights don't belong to any one group to give to another. Discrimination and impunity cannot be tolerated, explained away, or justified. Kim Kardashian is in the news. There's the Kanye a couple stories ago, and Kim is, I like this story too. This, you know, these are people that, I don't know, I think of them as being kind of fluff in, you know, sort of the celebrity world, and they're always doing some dumb thing or other. But Kanye is going to put George Floyd's daughter through college, and Kim has offered to pay the medical bills of a protester who was shot in the face by a rubber bullet. The lady's face is torn up. If you haven't seen the shots, and if you're bogged
I
out
haven't.
Gore.
Where was she? Because I heard that happened right here in the Bay Area, or to someone.
This was in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
But yes, there have been many injuries at many different protests. Mm-hmm. But this one in particular is a 39-year-old. Sorry, I don't see her age. That's how old Kim is. It was a photo on Twitter that showed a woman whose face was covered in blood after she was shot by a rubber bullet while filming the protests in Louisville, Kentucky. A piece of flesh is missing from her forehead. She's got a swollen eye. And so she saw it and she said, this is heartbreaking and disturbing. Does anyone know how I can get in contact with her? I would love to help her with her medical care if she needs it. So some people tagged her in the photo, so that she could contact her directly. I don't know if I should share her contact info. It's right here in the story, so it's findable. It's at Shannon Charisse.
That's the lady that was hit with the bullet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And every place, like Shannon with a Y, Shannon and Charisse, the E starts with a Y. But, you know, I'm sure that would be easy to be found.
I think it's been really interesting that cameras have been the thing and social media have been the place where people are posting something and saying, who is this? And then there's enough people out there that they're able to go, I know that guy, or right. I know that person. And that's a trip.
Well, I mean, I figure if you're someone at the level of a Kim Kardashian with 100 million followers, there's going to be someone who knows someone who knows someone who follows her and also knows who this person is. So, yeah, she was able to immediately get the person's information. So she is offered to pay the medical bills of this Shannon Charisse. And I guess I'll leave you with the Ashton Kutcher. Do you want to do that? This is he shared a Black Lives Matter hashtag. And when some people responded by saying all lives matter, it upset him. And he decided to post a video explaining why he thinks all lives matter misses the point.
I don't think that the people that are posting all lives matter should be canceled. I think they should be educated. We all agree all lives matter. Usually Mila and I put our kids to bed, we read them a book, and our daughter always gets to go first. As we are reading her book, my son says, why won't I get to go first? And Mila said, because girls go first. And he said, yeah, but boys go first. And I looked at him, I said, no, for some boys, girls don't get a go at all. And so for you and me, girls go first. So when it comes to Black Lives Matter, I think what folks that are writing All Lives Matter need to understand is that for some people, Black lives don't matter at all. So for us, Black Lives Matter.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.